ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה. Of the many things to speak about in פרשת השבוע, there's tremendous, you know, there's so much יראת שמיים in this week's parasha that you can walk away with. We've been, one of the things that we focused on throughout the summer, and today kind of marks, I'm sad that today marks the last day of SBM summer kolo, but then it's Be'ezat Hashem going to transition into SBM Elul kolo matzav. So Be'ezat Hashem, you know, in this we discussed a lot about the halachot of tzedakah. Mitzvat aseh min haTorah of tzedakah appears in this week's parasha. From the words, there's mitzvat aseh echad ki fatoach tiftach et yadecha lo, and there's two isure lo ta'aseh, lo te'ametz et levavecha velo tikpotz et yadecha me'achicha avyon. Maran, the very first halacha in Hilchot Tzedakah, discusses that. Now there's a very famous gemara that discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah. And there's a famous block of gemarot that speak about mitzvah tzedakah in Baba Batra, starting from Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The gemara over there tells a story that Rabbi Akiva used to have debates between him and somebody else, a very famous Roman emperor, Tonosrophos HaRasha, which is pretty ironic. Rabbi Akiva ended up marrying his wife. The whole story in Masechet Nedarim also. Aval, yeah, Tonosrophos hated him. He hated his guts. So he always debated him. And he always tried to outsmart Rabbi Akiva. Bad idea. So he asked him, Mommy, are you the old mommy? Are you the old? Yeah, so he says, he had multiple wives. Yeah. So listen to this. Says the Gemara, Sha'al Tonosrophos HaRasha at Rabbi Akiva, Im Elohechem ohev aniyim hu, mipnema eno mefarnesam. You see so many mitzvot in the Torah, Efes kiloi lecha evyon, right? Patoach tiftach yo et yadecha lo. V'ha'anek ta'anik lo den machsoro asher yichsan lo. Give him, open your hand, give him everything he needs. Yeah? If he loves aniyim, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves poor people so much, why doesn't he just give them parnasa? Why doesn't he just give them money? Shela yafa? Yeah? What did Rabbi Akiva answer? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, kedei shenitzol bahem medina shel gehinam. They are our tools for us to be saved from the judgment of Gehinna. Okay? Which means, you're right, but Hashem put them here, Hashem strategically put them here, and not only that, the Torah says, Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev haaretz. There will always be poverty in the world, and not only that, according to everybody but Shemuel, well, according to Shemuel also, and other opinions in the Gemara, that will continue even into Yemot HaMashiach. Poverty will continue into Yemot HaMashiach. And guess what? The Gemara says that if a person himself is not poor, it's a Galgal HaChozer. Either his son or his grandson. Everybody, sometime, someplace, is eventually going to hit poverty. Why? To bring Zechut to the rest of Am Yisrael by giving them Kedesh Sheninatzel Ba'em Medina Shel Gehinna. The Berkei Musar, Hagaon Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, who was the Mashgiach in Yeshivat Lomja in Petach Tikva, he was also Yeah, in Lomja, he was a Talmid of Chafetz Chaim. So, anyway, Bekitzur, so he writes, in the Sefer Darkei Musar, he brings a famous question on this Gemara from the altar of Kenan. I'm going to be Simcha Zisel Kelen, Ziv, from, he was a Talmid of, one of three principal Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So he asks a question, he says, first of all, why do the It's interesting. Why does our salvation from Gehinnom have to come on the cheshbon of whom? Of Anim. They have to suffer an entire life of poverty so that we can get out of Gehinnom. Hashem, take us out of Gehinnom another way. Yeah, like the Midrash says, anybody who has a milah, Avraham Avinu stands at the door of Gehinnom, and whoever has a milah, Avraham Avinu pulls him out. So let that be the salvation from Gehinnom. What do you need Anim to suffer a whole life for that? That's number one. Find another sort of mitzvah. So, listen to what he says. The Alter from Kelm, Alav Shalom, said that mitzvah tzedakah is different than all other mitzvot in the Torah. In that what? The mitzvah of tzedakah is not only the giving, it is only a means to an end. When a person gives tzedakah, it is a vehicle for us to be able to feel the suffering and the sorrow of another person. It's only a means to be able to connect to that person's hardship, such that the Darkei Musar actually takes this to the next step, and he says that if a person gives tzedakah and he doesn't feel that hardship, that suffering of the other person, he really hasn't fulfilled mitzvah tzedakah on the highest level. And not only that, he says, the highest level of mitzvah tzedakah is that a person should give to the other person, to the poor person, without even thoughts that it's a mitzvah. The giving should come from a place that a person should even forget that it's a mitzvah, and the only reason he wants to give is because he feels the other person's suffering as if it's his own. It's a tremendous vark. Now listen to this. We find this, the Alter of Kelm explains this a little bit further. He says, what is this from? Really, this revolves around the mitzvah of Ahavta le'recha kamocha. Listen very carefully. We know eating, drinking, all these things are mitzvot of nishmatim me'od le'nefshot echem. When a person eats, keeps himself healthy. When he drinks, keeps himself healthy. When was the last time, be honest with yourself, you sat down, let's say, you know, a good meal. Somebody buys you a nice sandwich, a nice steak, and you sit down and you're thinking to yourself, wow, Hashem, who this is for? V'nishmatim me'od le'nefshot echem. Is a nishmatim, is a nefshotechim. The only thing on a person's mind is what? Shtabach shemo. You can barely get a normal bracha out of the mouth before you're diving in. The point is what? Even though, yes, you are ingrained in mitzvah, but at the time, you are so involved in it, you forget about the mitzvah. Mitzvah tzedakah, says the Alter of Kelm, is such that ve'avta le'recha kamocha should occupy your mind to the effect that the only thing that you are preoccupied with at the time of the giving is the tzara of the other person, kavyachol kim'at, you forget about the mitzvah shel tzedakah. That's ikar tachlit ha-mitzvah is that. We find, except Sefer Alav Shalom, Hagaon, Rabbeinu, Avraham, Shemuel, Binyamin, Sefer, Ben, Chatam Sofer. Yeah? Where are these names from? Chatam Sofer, Ktav Sofer, it's from the sixth Perek in Gittin. Ktav Sofer Ve'ed, Chatam Sofer Ve'ed. Why? What's Chatam Sofer? Rav Moshe Sofer, Ketab Sofer, Rav Binyamin Sofer. Aval mikol makom. He writes in his Perush on Parashat Mishpatim. Over there we find the mitzvah in Kesef Tadet Amni. The Rashi HaKadosh on the spot says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kol im sheba Torah reshut, chutz mishlosha, v'ze achad mehim. Anywhere the Torah says im, what is it? Optional. Besides for three places, and this is one of them. Im kesef means not if you lend, rather when. Lending is mitzvah ta'asemina Torah. So if that's the case, why does the Torah use a word im that could be misinterpreted as just optional if it's really a mitzvah, says the Ksav Sefer? The reason is because that's exactly the point. It says very similar to the Alter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to lend money to those who need it, as if kavyachol, it's optional, ya'ane, as if it's not even a mitzvah, we're only doing it because we see b'tzarato shel Hashem. So says the Ksav Sefer in Parashat Mishpatim. It's a huge var. Based on this, we can explain another Gemara in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Samach Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara says, post Churban Bait Sheni, the Nasi at the time was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And over there, he was walking along the way, and he saw the daughter of Nakdimon ben Gurion, Shem Yirachim. She was so poor, she was so hungry, that she was picking out, kernels of barley from an Arab donkey's dung. It was a terrible sight. And he saw it and he was shocked to the core of his essence. And he said, Mamon shel bet avi chechanu. He says, your father was one of the richest people on the planet. Where is all his money? And he said, and she told him, she said, don't you know there's a saying that what? Rabbi, lacheden matlin matla birushlem, melach mamon chaser. Don't you know there's a mashal that if you want melach, salt is used as a preservative. If you want to preserve your money, what do you have to do? Chaser. You have to decrease your money by doing what? The only thing that preserves money is tzedakah. That's the only thing. The Gemara just goes into, the Gemara says, what? Which means she was trying to tell Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, my father didn't give tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Nakdimon ben Gurion didn't give tzedakah. The Gemara says that every time he left Beit Midrash, they used to put, carpets of very fine material and fabric for him to walk on. And as soon as he walked on it, he never walked on it again. They folded it up and the Anim used to take it. He gave tremendous amounts of tzedakah. The Gemara gives two answers to why exactly this befell him. Number one is that that was the second answer. First answer was that he did it for himself. He did it for his own kavod. Second answer is he didn't give enough. So on the first answer, the Maharsha asks a question on this Gemara. He says, well, what does that mean? We know the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Dalet says, Ha'omer, Sela ze litzdaka menat sheyichye beni, hare ze tzaddik gamur. Even when a person gives tzedakah for an ulterior motive, he's still considered tzaddik gamur. There's sachar for that. So why is Gemara, oh, he did it for his own sake. Shkoyach. There's still sachar for that. What's the problem? Says the Darkei Musar, based on these teachings that we said before, says unbelievable. Yes, when a person gives tzedakah for ulterior motives, there's reward for them. But that's not mitzvah tzedakah. What the daughter of Nakdimon ben Gurion was telling Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is the only thing that preserves a person's wealth is what? Mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah is not for an ulterior motive. Mitzvah tzedakah is the way we said it before, that a person has to give it ke'ilu, there's not even a mitzvah. It's only because I want to be mishtatef, I want to be part of your ta'ar. That is the only thing that preserves a person's money. That sgula to preserve the money is only mitzvah tzedakah. She was trying to say, according to the first perusha of the Gemara, my father gave a lot of charity to poor people, but tzedakah it wasn't. That's the real mitzvah tzedakah. You see, we have to come. This is really another way to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha. The way Hashem loves us, He gives it to us because He loves us. He's so connected to us. That is the way a person has to look at these things. Rabotai, Rosh Chodesh Elul is this week. This week is Shabbat Mevarchim. I'm not saying to be like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter during Shabbat Mevarchim of Chodesh Elul, where you're gonna, you know, faint on the spot. Aval ma, everybody, you know, there's a feeling. Everybody feels it, even though there's not that fear and trepidation that fills the air. But at the end of the day, everybody feels Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul brings something with it. In the yeshivot, not in the yeshivot, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, Chodesh Elul is something. You feel it in the air. You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting closer. You feel the Yom HaDin. You feel the fear and the excitement and the judgment. It's all there. If you don't feel it, kim'at, ze en la ben adam hazeh takana. You feel something inside stir. Everybody feels it. It's harder to do avonot during Chodesh Elul. That everybody will tell you. Why? HaMelech Basadeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting close. Rabotai, we're after a summer, an entire summer of Dvekut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, learning Torah be'ayun, be'dibuk chaverim, be'pipul ha'talmidim. This is a wonderful opportunity that we had in Be'ezat Hashem. You know, Od Chazon LaMoed will continue. And I wish everybody a wonderful year. We'll see each other Be'ezat Hashem. But if I don't see you, K'tiva chatima tova, tizkul Hashem rabot na'imot v'tovot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yomar letzarotenu dai, yomar heref l'malach ha'mashit, v'yachish lega'olenu ge'ula shlema, amen k'ni ratzon. Rabotai, Shabbat shalom v'rach, kol tov.
Let's go.